Now may I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. There is a rather daft saying, what's in a name? Well, we all have at least one, and I think generally we find that there's quite a lot in a name. A name means a lot to us. We may like our name at first or always. We may not. We may change it. When our first child was born, we'd had several names in mind, and we looked at her, and none of them seemed to fit. Strange, isn't it, that a child as small as a newborn baby seems to have a personality that invites or doesn't invite the names you had in mind. In the end, we called her Elizabeth so that she could choose any of a dozen variations, and she made up her own. So what's in a name? Jesus. Well, it's not how Mary and Joseph would have said it, is it? Jesus, as a name for the child of Bethlehem, was commanded from God by the angel. So what does it mean? Well, ours is the English version of the Latin version of the Greek version of the contracted Hebrew or Aramaic. So it's nice and simple then. His name comes from Yehovah Shua. So you can see it's been squashed down a bit. Now, Yehovah, that sounds a bit like Jehovah, doesn't it? Precisely. But Yehovah is the name given to God by those who were afraid to pronounce the name he gave to Moses. Oh, what indeed is in a name? When Moses approached the burning bush, rather reluctantly, was persuaded to take off his shoes and had a conversation with God, he asked, "Who is it that I shall say?" And God was very coy about it. God did not want to be pinned down with a label. So he gave the most enigmatic response to "What is your name?" I think anyone's ever given. I am. Which could also mean, I am who I am. I am what I am. I just am. So it wasn't a name at all, really, was it? Who are you? What name shall I use? Well, I am. I just am. I can imagine Moses wandering away thinking, oh, well, that was helpful. Who shall I say sent me? I'm the one who is. Why be pinned down with a name when you are the creator of the universe? No name we try to give God can describe him fully or even make much of a start. So they took the Hebrew meaning I am, which is written in four Hebrew letters, Yehovah, and they added the vowels of Lord and made it Yehovah, as a way of avoiding using the holy name that God gave Moses, which was really more of a riddle. I rather like that, don't you? Ask me my name and I will give you a riddle. Inscrutable, ineffable. And then a name is given to his son. So what name would that be? Yehoshua, reduced to Yeshua or Yoshua. Now hang on, Yoshua sounds a bit like Joshua. Son of Nun, general of the Lord's armies, lieutenant to Moses, so we know that name. Ye or Yoh doesn't matter. Both refer to Jehovah. Shua. Hebrew's a tricky language, you know. Hebrew doesn't work like our language. You can't be very precise with Hebrew. It's sort of an area of meaning plus another area of meaning. And if you know what the conversation's about, you can put the two together and come up with an idea. That's how Hebrew works. You can't really do much science in Hebrew. It's not that sort of a language. It's a bit like an impressionist painting. If you're looking for the detail of the brickwork, no, it's impressionism. You can see there's a building. Don't look for bricks. Saves, salvation, delivers. It's a term that means those things. I suppose, really, it's a rather like that almost gloomy phrase, good Lord, deliver us, isn't it? That comes up in some of our litanies. From this, that, and the other, good Lord, deliver us. From all sorts of other terrible things, good Lord, deliver us. It's not said with the most upbeat mood, is it? God, deliver us. The Lord, deliver us. Jehovah, deliver us. From what is the question? If Jesus' name means, if the Son of God's name means, good Lord, deliver us, from what? Well, in my experience, trying to live a Christian life, I would say the first and most important thing from which the good Lord has to deliver me is my lesser side. The silly, selfish, thoughtless mistakes I might make. The part of me that's heading off in that direction no matter what, even though I've heard God calling me in another direction. Good Lord, deliver me from all that. My selfishness, my foolishness. Of course, there isn't any nastiness. Good Lord, deliver humanity from our dark side. Every day we look at the news and we see people inflicting terrible suffering on each other. Good Lord, deliver us. Someone has a grand idea and they're going to inflict it on a nation. And if anyone gets in the way, they'll kill them with their armies and their weapons. Good Lord, deliver us. Someone's unhappy about something and they're going to get rid of it, no matter who it hurts. Good Lord, deliver us. Someone wants something. They haven't really thought it through. They just want it. And they're prepared to take it or do it, whatever the cost to someone else. Good Lord, deliver us. Someone thinks they have title to something and they won't give it up, and they dig their heels in, and other people do without. Good Lord, deliver us. Someone wants the price of something to stay up, so they restrict the supply of it. Unfortunately, it's something that others need to live, and so they suffer, they starve. Good Lord, deliver us from all these terrible things. In Jesus' day, one of the biggest problems was that between the Roman Empire and the religious authorities, ordinary people were crushed into the dirt, sometimes literally. And so when they heard his name, you can imagine what they looked for. We know from the gospel stories that at some points they wanted to make him their king and parade him and do battle with the Romans. And he always denied that that was the way. He avoided that. He even simply walked away from it. No, that's not what Yeshua means. If we take our lives too much on ourselves, again, save us from ourselves, then we can find ourselves at variance with God, going away from God, and things go wrong. And when things go wrong because we've gone our own way, what do we say? Well, sorry, Lord, please help me get back on track. Please help me make up for what I've done wrong. And wasn't that the mission of Jesus? Reconciling people, calling them to repent. It's a shame that word's had such misusage, because it's one of the most basic, sensible things to do. Whatever you're doing, if you're trying to fix an engine and something won't do what you expect it to, or you can't find the bit you thought should go there, you have a rethink, don't you? Don't you just keep ploughing away at it? Unless you're Jeremy Clarkson, who thinks everything can be fixed with a hammer, and if a hammer won't do it, get a bigger hammer. then you repent. You have another think. This doesn't seem to be working. What might work better? This doesn't seem to be the right direction. Or this habit of mine doesn't seem to do anyone any good. Perhaps I should give it up. Perhaps I should ask God which way I should be, never mind which way I should go. And now, of course, is the season of New Year resolutions. Is anybody making a New Year resolution? You don't have to tell me. It's like birthday wishes, except without candles to blow out. Well, my default New Year resolution is not to make any New Year resolutions. But I do have at least one New Year resolution, which is to blitz the study back at the rectory, which has been rather neglected as I've picked up the threads here. New Year resolutions can be great good things. They are a form of repentance. We talk of Advent as a penitential season, but actually everybody else seems to do their penitence after Christmas. But we have the name of Jesus to remind us that God has sent someone much like us to help us, to save us, to save us from ourselves, to save us from the evil of others, to save us from everything ill. So when we come across the name of Jesus, let's remember what it means. God delivers. God deliver us. God is our deliverer. It's about God helping us through life, helping us to put things right, helping us to stand up for those who need our help. The name of Jesus is, in fact, the key to getting life right. And when we do things with his name in mind, or even in his name, we can only do right as we bring things to God, and he will lead us into salvation. Amen.